Andrew Moody.
Hi, this is Andrew. Please leave a message after the beep. Thanks.
Mr. Moody, do I have a unique sales opportunity for you today? Something for the little ones all the way from a workshop in a little town in France called La Bacamillerie. The stuffed toy every little sucker wants, the new talking Griffalo. Yes, you heard me right the first time. A state-of-the-art, solar-powered, highly flammable product on offer today for a mere £50 a pop. Don't think about it, just buy it, and if you do, I'll get you one for the price of two, no returns, no quibbles, you find it cheaper anywhere else and I will knock you out. Don't be a fool, get on the blower and call me back.
All right, pal, it's Alan from number 74. Got a parcel here for you, so pop over whenever you're ready. Looks like it's from that fancy bakery. Very nice. Earning a decent crust, are we?
We want to give you an injection of cash. Give yourself over to Jekyll and Sons clinical trials today and receive a very special gift. Honestly, it's to die for.
Andrew, it's Dennis from the vicarage. Just wondering, nay, hoping that you'll be loaning us your pipes for this Sunday service. It really does make my heart sing when I hear your dulcet tones soar above the, well, let's just say rather extraordinary ensemblage of squeaks and squeals from our local parish. Oh, I'm terrible, I really am. No more communal wine for me this morning. Anyway, praying you'll be there Sunday.
Hello, Mr. Andrew. It's Mr. Fernando, your dance master. Your progress over the last few weeks has impressed me, and so I want you to perform the merengue in front of the rest of the class. So, the combination I want you to learn will be cape and a cape and a cape, toreador, hot coals, look at my face, pas de bourrée, lunch and holé. This will be your finest hour.
You've got to give it to us. The precious. We want it. We need it. Please give us a ring. Call me back.
Hey, Andy. It's Andy. Great seeing you last night. You're always a hoot. Got a feeling you took my Davis Cup winner's jacket, though, as you left your PVC number behind. I get it. Your name's Andy. Andy's sewn into the back of my jacket. Anyway, give me it back or I will call the police or fire a tennis ball at your head. Hopefully you can tell from the tone of my voice that this is not a joke. Okay, bye.